You referenced an international meeting that rethought the recommendations for diabetes, not just in the United States, but also in Europe. What was left out of those recommendations? What type of condition was not fully considered?
Yeah. So the meetings were actually held over a period of a year, and it was such a sort of controversial area to change the guidance in diabetes from one where we're really just targeting levels of blood sugar to one of preventing complications and getting away from insulin, that we weren't able to do everything. And so the areas that we specifically left out is, what about kids with diabetes? And you may know now that in children, maybe a third to half of the diabetes now is not type 1 diabetes, but the same type 2 diabetes that 50-year-old overweight men get. And we left out pregnancy. How should we treat diabetes in pregnancy? So in general, what we've talked about today is not approved in pregnancy or in children. May not be a bad idea in children, but we need to do the studies. And then the big thing that was left out is the whole pre-diabetes issue. So there are 30 million people in the United States with diabetes. That's about 1 in 10 adults. There's another 80 million people with pre-diabetes, which means blood sugars higher than normal, but not high enough to say that you have diabetes. And those people have about a 1 in 3 chance of developing diabetes over the next 5 to 10 years. We haven't endorsed using these newer agents to prevent the progression of diabetes. They probably would work really, really well. But still, the news there is that everybody in America that's overweight should be screened for prediabetes. And if they have prediabetes, they really need to work to lose 5 to 10 to 15 pounds to try and prevent the progression of diabetes. And that weight loss can reduce the risk of developing diabetes by 50%.